This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable, they're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Turkey hunting is one of my favorite things. And one of the key tools I use for turkey hunting is the Onyx Hunt Map. I use it incessantly when I'm hunting turkeys. Being able to find a new piece of public or gaining permission on private opens up opportunities for gobblers. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you this spring. Use the code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt. You'll find more birds this season. I'm telling you, I rely on Onyx Hunt when I'm hunting turkeys. It is an invaluable turkey hunting tool.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Steve, Yanni, Brody, Randall, Corinne, Seth, Chester, and Mark. This is normally a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. But today's game will be a bit different because this is our 100th episode. Yeah. Woo! Thank you. Steve, when we started this and did our first round of trivia way back in 2021, did you think this concept had 100 episodes in it?
Oh, definitely.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, but the first day we walked in, we were going to
Did I say something otherwise the first day?
You were incredibly optimistic, like intimidatingly so. You're like, now, what is this thing we're doing today? And I was like, well, we're going to like play trivia with you guys. And, you know, I'm hosting. You guys have to provide the answers and stuff and explain it a bit to you. You're like, give me an example question. So I gave you an example question. You're like, we should make a board game about this.
Oh.
So you were way too optimistic based on one question I gave you, and now we've made a board game, and here we are on episode 100. Woo. Now, for today's episode, we're not playing trivia. Instead, we'll be playing a game that I'm referring to as the meat poll, like P-O-L-L instead of P-O-L-E. This is a test of how much you know about your fellow hunters and anglers. I surveyed 250 outdoorsmen who are Meat Eater employees and Meat Eater listeners. They were asked questions about personal experiences and personal preferences. Your job is to predict their answers. Here's how the game works. There will be one round per player. That means for today's game, there will be 8 normal rounds with one bonus round at the end. Each player will take a turn as the guesser. When it's your turn to be the guesser, you'll answer a question that's related to my polling data. All answers will be in the form of percentages. Then, after the guesser has provided their number, our other players will predict if the real answer is higher or lower. The guesser will receive points based on how close they are to the real answer, and the other players will receive points based on if they correctly choose higher or lower. I know this sounds complicated because it's new.
I was
going
to say, maybe do that little thing you did.
We will. We have two practice rounds. I know this sounds complicated because it's new.
It's really not, though.
I promise you'll catch on right away. The hardest part of the game is actually scorekeeping, which Phil is doing for you. And for our players at home, you can check out the description of this podcast episode for how scorekeeping works. You'll find all the information you need there. Now, before we play, we're going to do two test runs to make sure everyone is comfortable with this concept. These do not count. These are simply practice rounds. Okay. Now, for the first practice round, Yanni will be the guesser. That means Giannis will provide the answer. And after he's done so, everyone else will predict if the real answer is higher or lower than Giannis's answer. So, Yanni is the guesser for for this question. Here's your question, Yanni. What percentage of Americans think the moon landing was faked? So now you'll think out loud here.
But it's not one percentage of Americans, because you 1% of survey, those surveyed.
But I'm giving you an example of some real like Pew research.
This
This is specifically to Americans. Yanni, think out loud. Talk us through your answer, how you're going to arrive at your number, and then you'll write down your number for the whole room to see. So your question is, what percentage of Americans think the moon landing was faked?
I know it's a thing. I've heard of it, but I still think that it's a very small number.
Uh-huh.
So small that it might not even be a whole percent.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I know what I'm writing down.
So, Yanni, go ahead and write down your number for what
think. Based on that, I'm going to go with 3. Do we need a decimal?
No, just a 3%. Whole number. 3%. So we now know Yanni's number is 3%. He will have written it on his whiteboard. Everyone else in the room, the other 7 players, will say if they think the real answer is higher or lower than 3%.
What if everyone were to answer 50%?
You'll find that the questions aren't necessarily meant to split an audience.
I'm going to dominate this. I'm predicting that I'm going to dominate this.
Steve knows his fellow hunters and anglers well. So higher, lower, go ahead and reveal your answer. We have Chester saying lower than 3%. Brody saying higher.
Crin, you can't
higher.
Do arrows.
Randall saying higher. Seth saying higher. Corinne saying higher. Steve saying higher. The correct answer is 11%. So nearly everybody correctly predicted which direction the real answer would be. As far as Yanni's part of this game, he said 3%. He was 8 points off of the correct answer. That would be worth 7 points in how this scoring works. The scoring, if you nail it on the nose, so say the answer is 50 and you say 50, that's 15 points that you get. If you're one off, that's 14. If you're two off, that's 13. Three off, that's 12. This goes all the way to 10. If you were 10 off of the correct answer, that's worth 5 points. For everybody else who correctly said higher, you get 5 points.
Good luck, Phil.
What if you're like...
I'm already sucking at this, too.
Then you don't get points. Okay. If you're more than 10 off, if you're 11 off of the real answer, that's worth 0. Yeah,
isn't
be within 10.
Isn't it weird that we haven't been back to the moon, though, in like 50 years?
I was just saying, anyone ever that number, and everody's talking about how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because you
have... Sounds like a couple folks think the moon landing was
fake. Well, it's because there's some atmosphere.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a second practice round.
A lot of people are asking questions.
We're doing a second practice round.
It's okay, Mark. It's okay.
Steve will be the guesser on this one. That means Steve will provide an answer, and after he's done so, everyone else will say if the real answer is higher or lower.
Oh, I'm up.
This is a second practice round, okay? We're not to the real game yet. Again, and this is not my polling. This is like Pew Research. Here you go, Steve. What percentage of American adults have TikTok? This is as of 2024.
What's an adult?
Someone over 18?
18?
Yeah.
Sure.
What
you seem like you're not sure about that.
Well, I don't think they would have some weirder definition.
What percentage of Americans over 18 have TikTok?
If you'd like to word it that way, I think we'll arrive at the same outcome. What percentage of American adults have TikTok? Would you like to talk us through how you were arriving at your answer? Or are you just going to play quiet? Okay. Steve, go ahead and reveal your answer. He is saying 20%. So now everyone else say higher or lower than 20%. Steve is the guesser, so he came up with the number. Our other 7 players are writing down if they think the real answer is higher or lower than 20.
I'm assuming we should hide our boards when we're doing that.
Yeah, sure. When we're playing the real game, go ahead and hide your boards. Now go ahead and show your answers. We have Chester saying higher, Brody saying higher, Mark saying higher, Randall saying lower, Seth saying higher, Corinne saying higher, Yanni saying higher. The correct answer is 54%. Whoa. Steve was 34%
golly.
Off.
People need to get are you a serious? Adult,
you must be wrong about what an adult is.
How many people in this room have TikTok?
Absolutely.
It's illegal
two.
In Montana, isn't it?
Phil, no, they never got
you don't
that
have TikTok,
through
Phil?
To.
Okay.
2 people.
So this room is
that's
lower.
Not true.
54% of adults.
I think that's adults dude, between 18 and...
34.
18 and 19.
Uh-huh. Well, those would still okay. Good thing is it doesn't count because Newcomb, that was just a practice.
Clay Newcomb
round.
Has a TikTok.
He's very good at TikTok.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think of the TikTok. Folks who work in media are necessarily a direct reflection of a lot of the American public.
Okay, now before we get started, let's talk a bit of strategy. As a reminder, this data is based on my survey of 250 MeatEater employees and listeners. That broke down to about 50 MeatEater employees and 200 listeners, if that helps inform your answers at all. These were not just some Yahoos I grabbed outside of a Sears in Kenosha. Now, next, your best opportunity to score points is by doing a great job when you're the guesser. You can earn up to 15 points as the guesser, while everyone else can only earn 5 points by correctly answering higher or lower. So your one opportunity as the guesser is very important. Your other best chance at scoring a lot of points is in the bonus round at the end. I'll explain those rules when we get to it. Also, if you're playing along at home and want to see how you stack up against the room, then randomly pick a number between 1 and 8. That number will be when it's your turn to be the guesser. For every other round, just base your higher or lower answers off of the guesser on the podcast. For keeping score, again, check out the description of this podcast episode so you know what everything is worth. And just like with every other episode of Meat Eater Trivia, there's $500 on the line. Our winner will get to choose where the conservation donation goes. What do you got, Brody?
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if you're doing something special for
$500. The special part, which Steve didn't care for, explain, Steve, why you don't think this is a good concept for
episode 100. Well, he's commemorating the 100th episode by doing something different. And I said, if you hit your 50th wedding anniversary, you wouldn't go on a date with another lady. And if you went to the 100th anniversary of the Big Mac burger celebration, it wouldn't be like, and we're serving quarter pounders.
That's good. Yeah, I follow you. I could go on. Sure. My rebuttal would be I'm so confident in this concept that this will become more a regular part. You're not confident. No, well, he didn't like the TikTok question. Okay. He didn't like
the TikTok
question. No,
it wasn't that. I think it's too complicated for people.
No, it's very simple. No. Very, very simple. I promise. Everybody
people
ready?
Like things like. You're not,
play the drop, Phil.
Oh, geez. Oh, here we go.
Look, I need to know what I said.
I thought we'd have a fresh drop.
Yeah.
How's disappointing.
It's time to change everything.
Game on, suckers.
We're going to go clockwise around the room. We'll start to my left here. Up first is Chester. He will be the guesser on question one.
Chester the guesser.
The guesser. Here you go, Chester.
That's it.
The question you'll be answering is what percentage of anglers would rather fly fish than ice fish? Chester, that is the number you need to come up with. Now, when I did my polling
in
data.
In all of the U.S.
No. This is based on my 250 people I polled. And if a question says for anglers, I said, only if you identify as an angler. So if Phil took this survey he didn't say, you know, he doesn't think he's a fisherman, he wouldn't answer this question. So, Chester, it's what percentage of anglers would rather fly fish than ice fish?
I'm writing down higher.
Okay.
And I don't even know what he said.
Chester, walk us through how you're going to arrive at your answer.
One more time. These folks that you polled were in our organization?
Okay, 250 people. 50 of them were Meat Eater employees. 200 of them were Meat Eater listeners.
Gotcha. All right.
What percentage of anglers would rather fly fish than ice fish?
When in doubt, aim right for the middle.
I think since I'm going to say more people would rather ice fish.
Okay.
Because they're Meat Eater listeners.
If it were the office,
I would definitely say people might rather fly fish because it's very attainable to us.
I would throw in that we're in the northern tier.
We are in the northern tier.
Mm-hmm. Ice fish.
What?
In the middle of ice fishing season.
In the middle of ice fishing season.
Percentage of anglers would
so they could have just got burned on the ice. Or they could have just had a hot
day. Don't be blinded by your own biases, Chester.
We've had a terrible ice season, Chester, so maybe
which can make people nostalgic. Yeah.
And they might say what Steve recently said, which is, I quit ice fishing.
I am going to say 20% of people would rather fly fish than ice fish.
20%. Everyone else needs to predict if the real answer is higher or lower than 20%. Here's the question one last time. What percentage of anglers would rather fly fish than ice fish? Is everybody ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Brody saying higher. Mark saying higher. Randall saying higher. The entire room said higher. The entire room is right. The correct answer was 61%.
Holy cow.
41% off from the right answer. Jesus. A 2011 U.S. Fish and Wildlife study found that about 2 million people ice fish each year compared to 5 million people who fly fish. So those numbers aren't too off of my polling when it came to fly fishing versus ice fishing preference. Hmm. What do you got, Randall?
I think if we do this again, we should have like two paddles. Instead of writing higher or lower, I think it'd be way more fun
because it wouldn't be that. You wouldn't need that many paddles.
Right. You have the red and the green side. Yeah. And just flip them around.
And the next time you do this, you know what you should have done? You really missed an opportunity.
Okay, what do we got?
Well, the once every 7 year survey, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service survey came out. I would have done this whole show based off of that brand new survey data.
We're just doing the polling data for this from our 250 people. Okay, but you also don't like when there's any potential for someone outside of a Sears in Kenosha answering these questions.
I don't think it was in Sears in Kenosha because all of them would have said ice fishing.
Whoops,
wrong
camera.
We're on to question two.
That might be the line of the year.
This will be for Brody. Brody, what percentage?
Jess, like, I can tell you where you didn't do that poll.
Sears and Kenosha.
Brody is now the guesser. Brody, what percentage of outdoorsmen would rather get attacked by an alligator than a mountain lion? Huh. What percentage of outdoorsmen would rather get attacked by an alligator than a mountain lion?
That's a good question.
Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service study did not address this specific data.
Steve. No, it would have been like, you spent how much on a reel?
Brody, talk us through what you're thinking.
There's not much to it. I just think less people would rather get attacked by an alligator than more.
Okay. What percentage of outdoorsmen would rather get attacked by an alligator than a mountain lion?
Well, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I got
attacked by a mountain lion, you're probably not going to get that bad killed.
Okay.
A gator.
Gator, you're in trouble.
Okay.
And then all them infections sets in.
Uh-huh.
I might even make my answer a little lower.
I'm talking into it now.
All right.
He's going to death roll you.
Yeah, you're getting a limb ripped off.
And he's going to bury under a rotten log.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people are considering all this, though.
They were simply asked, would you rather be attacked by an alligator or a mountain lion?
Crawdads picking at your...
the question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Flesh.
Brody, go ahead and reveal your answer. We have Brody saying 25%. The other seven people in the room now will write down if they think the real answer is higher or lower than 25%. So what percentage of outdoorsmen would rather get attacked by an alligator than a mountain
this
lion?
This means that 25% would prefer an alligator, 75% a mountain
lion. No, I don't think that's what you wrote.
That's correct. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Hold on, he's saying 25% would prefer a gator.
Yes, that's what the question asked. What percentage of outdoorsmen would rather get attacked by an alligator than a mountain lion? Brody saying,
what if I feel
25%?
Like he's kind of got it right on the money there?
You got to pick either way, just and that's why it's
just
great.
Just write dead nuts.
It's very important for you.
I'm going to make a flat line.
It's very important for you to do a good job as the guesser because you can really throw off the rest of the room. If you say you're right on, you can split the vote.
Who knows
the rest
if I've done
way.
A good job?
Right? I'm explaining.
You know what?
Why?
Here's where Brody messed up.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, you're not thinking about how they're thinking.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Classic beginner's mistake.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. Again, they're deciding it's higher or lower than 25%. We have Chester saying higher, Mark saying higher, Randall saying higher, Seth saying lower, Corinne and Yanni and Steve all saying higher. The correct answer is 31%. He was only 6 percentage points away. Jeez. Everyone else in the room correctly said higher except for Seth. Now, for being 6 off, Brody, you got 9 points. Well done.
Nicely done.
According to the Florida Museum, there's a 4.3 fatality rate when it comes to gator attacks. And according to a 2011 study from the USGS, there's a 14.5% fatality rate when it comes to cougar attacks. Despite this data...
Hit me that again.
4.3% fatality rate for gators. 14.5% fatality rate when it comes to cougars. Now, despite this data, my polling showed that people would strongly prefer to be attacked by a mountain lion. What do you think of that, Steve?
Yeah, because I would get him by the upper and lower jaw. And just.
Which one? The gator?
No, lion.
Okay. We're up to Mark.
Then I'd give him
obviously.
You're not going to do that to a gator.
I feel like people survive gator attacks because the gator just like bites your arm, does the twisty thing, and swims away.
With your arm.
You could do it with a gator.
Gators might just be more careless and haphazard in their attacks.
I think that they're kind of like they start attacking you, and I've seen footage of it. It looks like they forgot that they're attacking you.
But a gator...
Yeah. Also, they'll just look off in another direction.
That's the thing. Yeah. I would rather be killed by a mountain lion gators because of the humiliation of being killed by a lower life form.
They have very poor opening. They can't open with a lot of force.
It'd be hard to probably be killed by like a 5-foot gator, something like that. Those aren't going to be lethal, I don't think.
Me and Kryn are on to a podcast guest. He's written 2 books investigating black bear attacks. And he's into sumo wrestling.
Okay. What are you going to talk to him about?
Does he sumo wrestle bears?
The minute I saw a sumo, I was in. But the bear thing is the main thing we'll talk about, but I'm going to touch on sumos.
So 31% of outdoorsmen said they'd rather be attacked by a gator than a mountain lion. We're on to question 3.
Would you rather be attacked by a sumo wrestler or a bear?
We're on to question 3. This is for Mark Kenyon. Mark, what percentage of outdoorsmen have fallen out of a boat?
Well, that includes me. Okay, so it's the meat eater audience and our crew. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that do a lot of stuff in the water.
Yep.
So I'm going to say it's a pretty high percentage.
I'm going to put it down higher. Yeah.
What percentage of outdoorsmen have fallen out of a boat?
Okay.
This one's going to be hard.
Mark's shirt really brings 2 shirt ideas together. Brings together 2 very popular shirt ideas.
It's a shacket.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you'd be like, I was going to wear a flannel.
And how do you,
half of the other half of the days, I'm like, I'm going to wear my hoodie.
How do you know that little white V in there isn't connected to that shirt, too? There might be 3 shirts all in one.
That'd be incredible.
It's like the Bozeman uniform that Mark has.
Combined. He's like, flannel, hoodie? How about my flannel hoodie?
Yeah, man, there's this thing called decision fatigue where you just have like too many decisions to make throughout the day and then you get bad. So I'm just going to stick with the same thing.
Yeah.
Get 5 of those.
60%.
Mark says 60%. The other 7 players will now decide if the real answer is higher or lower than 60%.
Is the t-shirt built in?
It is not.
No, it's not built in.
But it's a good idea, Yanni.
What percentage of outdoorsmen have
It's actually like a cravat.
Boat?
You just tuck it. It's a separate garment.
Yeah, it's like a dicky.
Chester, do you have an answer?
Business idea.
I'm just waiting on Chester. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying lower than 60%. Brody saying higher. Randall saying higher. Seth saying lower. Kryn saying higher. Yanni saying higher. Steve saying higher. The correct answer was 46%.
Oh,
he was 14% off. I think we had Seth and Chester correctly predicted that it would be lower there.
You ain't living if you're not falling out of a boat.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
You ain't drinking either.
Who in this room has fallen out of a boat?
Everyone but Kryn. Okay.
Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
Well, are you counting when your boat, like a canoe, flips? That's like,
sure.
Or does the boat need to stay upright?
No.
I think any kind of.
Yeah, you fall
like
out of a boat.
Like a flip is falling out of a boat.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Here's a video I took.
People might have been confused when you asked me that question.
The question was, have you fallen out of a boat?
Lying.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
No, because I can picture. They're picturing falling out of a boat, which remains upright.
Okay, Steve is telling the 250 of you who took this poll that you are wrong, not
him. Do paddleboards count?
Here's a video I took in 2014 when I worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We were setting gill nets for paddlefish in South Dakota's White River when the boat hit shore and threw the other biologist into the water. Play the clip, Phil.
Oh man.
I was the one who did not fall out of the boat there.
Nicely
done. That's some turbid water, too.
Swift water rescue.
Yeah, you had your camera ready. You didn't say anything. You were just waiting for it.
Yeah, not even a chuckle.
Right there, you just saw the chuckle there. Well, it was kind of serious for a second.
Yeah, a little chuckle.
We saved.
That was a treat. Thank you, Spencer.
That was question three.
Did you call that guy?
I did not survey him. We're on to question four. This is for Randall. Randall. What percentage of hunters said they'd rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk than a Boone and Crockett whitetail?
Ooh. This game's starting to catch.
This is a tough one.
I'm getting into this game.
This was also not in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
No, I get it.
All right. What percentage of hunters said they'd rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk than a Boone and Crockett whitetail? Walk us through your thinking here, Randall.
I mean, I don't know that sort of the average person who doesn't live in the West envisions a Boone and Crockett elk versus just a big bull. Whitetails are very popular.
Mm-hmm. And they
have
so,
a lot of cachet.
They're so measured.
Yeah.
Remember talking about moose? Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's been hunting moose 20 years. You tell them what your moose score, they wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The trick is the elk are so aspirational.
Yeah, yeah, this is what would you rather kill? So
right.
What percentage of hunters said they'd rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk than a Boone and Crockett whitetail? And again, the question was for hunters. If Phil took this survey and he doesn't identify as a hunter, then he didn't answer this question.
I mean, we already know that Moore would rather kill the elk.
Well, I mean, you don't know if Randall knows that.
Well, the question says that.
Well, they could be
the percentages are not reflected.
Say that.
Because the last question, remember, we had 31%
the gator question.
Put something down. Let's keep moving.
Let's say, oh geez.
Randall, what percentage of hunters said they'd rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk than a Boone and Crockett whitetail?
I'm gonna say 47%, Spencer.
47% would rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk than a Boone and Crockett whitetail. Our other seven players are now writing down if they think the real answer is higher or lower than 47%. Yanni, thinking real hard.
I think they just want to kill an elk.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to kill a big one.
Like, there's certain things like with pronghorn. Very few people.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
You know, run around, and when someone's like, they're gonna tell you, they're gonna be like, I got a 17 inch. You'd be like, holy cow, that's big. And that's probably as far as they'll ever take it.
Yep.
That's probably as far as they'll ever measure it.
Is everybody ready?
But people are going to be like, I want to get a 6-point bull or something.
Yeah. But what if, like, you getting a Boone and Crockett whitetail means that you're better than, to yourself, better than all the people who've hunted whitetail? And that's what... Because more people hunt whitetail.
Oh,
right?
I got you.
So if that...
Especially...
You could also think of it, are they being offered a trip to kill a Boone and Crockett elk?
Would you rather kill a Boone and Crockett elk or a Boone and Crockett elk? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying higher, Brody saying lower, Mark saying lower, Seth saying lower, Corinne saying higher, Giannis saying lower, Steve saying lower. The correct answer is 72%.
What?
You know why? Because they just want to go elk hunt.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking with the trip.
Everyone in this room would probably say elk, I assume.
No. Whitetail all day.
Okay, so two of you said
Here's the deal. They're saying they're saying that would then mean that I got to go on a really good elk hunt.
Sure.
Right. Well, the Boone and Crockett part might not matter.
It's all part of the thinking of it. Is would you rather kill?
You're making elk? That
no,
mistake.
Like, a big elk is a
you're
big
making
elk.
That mistake you mentioned earlier.
370 inches.
That was I'm back to not liking the game.
I've been told that was my best chance at scoring a lot of points in this game.
There are 18,000 whitetails in the Boone and Crockett record book compared to 3,000 elk. That 3,000 figure is counting American elk, Thule elk, and Roosevelt elk.
Hit me that again. 18-3.
18-3. Phil, we're halfway through this game. Give us a scoreboard update. These numbers are going to sound a little funny.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, it's pretty close. We've got, Steve, Giannis, Seth, Randall, and Mark all have 10 points. And then coming up next, we've got Brody with 14, and tied in first place are Chester and Corinne with 15 points.
What? Nice.
Wow.
I love this style of game.
Whole new type of winner.
We're at the question five.
Corinne hasn't even gone yet.
I know, but like, Corinne usually gets her teeth kicked in at trivia, man. But she knows what's in people's hearts, man.
50-year-old white guys, beware.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before a thousand times. I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance. And man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. You know, I didn't realize this about myself before until I saw the terminology for it, but as a hydrator, I'm a chug person, meaning I go and go and go and go and go because I'm busy and thinking about what I'm doing, and then I go like, man, I need to hydrate, and then I just chug. And one thing that helps me chug a lot more and more frequently is liquid IV, because frankly, water kind of bores me, but I love liquid IV. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. I love how convenient the packaging is for whatever it is I'm doing that day. Traveling, in the field, working in the office, I'm still drinking Liquid IV. It's satisfying, helps me get rehydrated, and even when I'm flying around, I just carry it in my pack. I keep it in my computer bag. 1 stick, 16 ounces of water, hydrates better than water alone. No artificial sweeteners. However you like to hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MeatEater at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MeatEater at liquidiv.com. Man, I've had a Helix sleep mattress for years, and man, that thing is nice. The Helix lineup, it's just comfortable. It feels good, and you don't get all like, it's not all like hot and sticky in the summertime. It's not cold in the winter. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/meateater and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Question five. This is for Seth. Seth, what percentage of anglers have hooked someone else while fishing?
Oh, man.
What percentage of anglers have hooked someone else while fishing? Again, this question was only for anglers.
Yeah.
Can I tell a quick story? Mm-hmm. I was fishing steelhead one time at the 6th Street Dam in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And you kind of wade out on these rocks and sort of like whoever can whoever gets there earliest and wades out farthest is the winner. Because there's this big trough in the middle and all the fish pass up this trough. So I'm out there, and then if someone else is out there, you just get as close as you could possibly feel comfortable getting so that you can fish that, right? But I was out on the perch, and there was a guy doing just what I would have done to him, which is get as close as you can possibly get. And at one point, he says, "Hey, what's your name, buddy?" And I said, "Steve." He goes, "Well, Steve, I think I snagged your waders."
Have any one of you been hooked?
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Man, this is tough because if you're talking to anglers that have spent like a lifetime of fishing, probably everyone's done it. But if you're talking to people who have just done it, like fished a couple times.
250 Meat Eater employees.
Yeah, people
have
fished like twice a year.
Kylie Archer snagged me in the cheek when I'd been working here for 1 month.
Man, it's great.
Maybe I should change my answer then.
Seth, what is your answer?
Ah, man. Can I change? No, I'll stick with it.
Okay.
What'd you got?
I have 41%.
Seth says 41%, or other seven players will now decide if the real answer is higher or lower than 41%.
I don't know.
Is everybody ready? Everyone but Mark was quick to answer. Seems like this room has a good track record of hooking other folks. Is everybody ready?
There's probably people that have hooked others' clothing, but not... like,
that's what I'm wondering.
Beard and flesh.
Same thing I was wondering.
I snagged a little girlfriend right top of the head one time.
Go ahead and reveal your answers.
Like if you said identify the top of that person's head.
Yeah.
Exact top. That's where I got her. Mm. Not off to the left, not off to the right.
Go ahead, reveal your answers. We have Chester saying higher than 41%. Brody saying higher. Mark saying higher. Randall saying higher. Corinne saying higher. Yanni saying lower. Steve saying lower.
Mm. That would have been in 1999 in Rocky Creek, not far from here.
The correct answer is 49%.
Oh, did I get it?
Close. You did not get it. Higher was the correct answer. Seth was 8 off of the correct answer, which means he
gets
7 points. Ooh, well done.
Very good.
Seth.
Good job, Seth.
Thanks. I would have been really close had I done the whitetail bull elk answer for this question.
Pat Durkin interviewed.
I'm not sure that helps, Rhino.
Pat Durkin interviewed a Wisconsin doctor who removed hundreds of fish hooks from anglers in his career. He told Dirk that musky anglers are the most humble victims, but that most fishermen are very embarrassed. Here's a quote from that doctor. Experienced guys are humiliated. They tell us over and over how they've been fishing for years and how they've never had this happen before, and it's seldom their fault. They usually blame their buddy, the wind, or a rogue wave. To read Pat's full story, go to themeateater.com and check out his article called Human Catch and Release, Tales and Tips for Unhooking Anglers.
See that scar right there?
Yes.
That's from a hook.
From yourself or someone else?
Hook got myself.
Hmm. Taught you a lesson.
You know.
I got my thumb right there once too. A one-aught musky hook.
There's two in there, and they made that big slit to get them back out. And my friend, it happened in my friend's house when I was a little kid, and his ma looked at it and she said, "You better go show your ma that." She didn't want to deal with it.
We're on to question 6. This is for Corinne. Corinne will be the guesser. What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather win a $50,000 boat than a $50,000 pickup?
Talking about a great boat or a used truck?
Well, it's like this, though, man. You already got a truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys are helping out Corinne.
And it's like if you go to your spouse and say, "Hey, I'm going to buy a really expensive boat, $50,000 boat," you get that's like you're going to get a lot of people are going to get shot down.
But how many
you already got a truck.
But how many people want maybe a better truck instead of a boat because they don't want a boat.
But the way trucks are now.
The pricing, yeah.
You're going to wind up with a boat that would otherwise give you a real pain in the ass to get your hands
true.
On.
That's true. We're in inflation times.
I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Yeah, she could probably put the game away here with a real solid guess. Yeah.
What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather win a $50,000 boat than a $50,000 pickup?
Maybe I should be contrarian.
Maybe they're trying to trick you, Corinne, since they know you're in the lead.
How many outdoorsmen are afraid of the water?
Yeah, they could have been afraid of that. But like, this is our audience.
And like maybe a truck is just more useful, so they'd rather see, have another truck.
How practical is our
audience? I'm not doing well today, but I can tell you what.
Listen, she's in the lead. You need to pipe it down.
I know. I should be listening to her.
Would this question, like if you don't identify as an angler, do
this
people
was for
still
outdoorsmen.
Answer?
Okay. For outdoorsmen. So, Corinne, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather win a $50,000 boat than a $50,000 pickup?
If you change it to $500,000.
You have your answer, Corinne. Or go ahead and reveal your answer. We have Corinne saying 33%. So everyone else now identify if the real answer is higher or lower than 33%. Is everybody ready?
I mean, all pickups cost 50 grand or more these days, right?
What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather win a $50,000 boat?
A new pickup?
Than a $50,000 pickup.
Even just like a...
Even like a Tacoma is close to that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying higher than 20... Or what did you say?
Higher than 30.
33.
Everybody says higher. Everybody's wrong. The correct answer was 27%.
Corinne
was only six off, which means she is awarded 9 points.
She knows
her turn.
She knows what's in people's hearts. Wow. From now on, when I got to find out what people think about stuff, I was going to ask Corinne.
There you go.
Inside
joke. I'd be like, what's everybody want for dinner tonight, Corinne? She'd be like, pasta.
Damn it, I was going to make tacos.
What will people think of this tattoo, but, Corinne?
A 2021 article from Action Water Sports said that new boats have a 30% depreciation in value at the five-year mark, and a 2021 article from Motor Trend said that new pickups are the exact same with a 30% depreciation in value at the five-year mark, so either one of those choices would be worth $35,000 by the year 2029. We're on to question seven. This is for Yanni. Yanni, what percentage of hunters have inherited a gun? What percentage of hunters have inherited a gun? What are you thinking here, Yanni? How many guns have you inherited in your days?
That would include inheriting one from a friend, or does it have to be like passed down?
You don't mean like
a
hand-me-down, like probably like inherited.
The question for the 250 polled was, have you inherited a gun?
That implies death to me in my boat.
I don't think so.
I think it would be if your father passed a gun on from your late grandfather. So there could be a live to live transferral. As long
I think
as
you guys
dead
can
guy
all
the
have your
chain.
Own definition of inherited.
Well, then you'd be like, did you inherit it from your grandfather or get it from your father?
Yeah. You know?
No, I think that'd be inheriting from your grandfather.
It's,
oh, whatever.
It's a family inheritance.
No, wouldn't. Listen.
No, but I feel like that's how I would explain it to
someone. If my grandpa gave me something, he dies, okay? My grandpa dies, my grandma says, he always wanted you to have this gold coin. Then I give it to Randall. Would he say that he inherited it?
Yeah, but that's not the example that was being used.
He would say he got it.
It was grandfather to father to child.
I'm simply pointing out the distinction between a grandfather handing on a gun and then the middleman sort of giving it up before he leaves the earth versus your dad going out and buying a gun that doesn't shoot for shit and then giving it to you 2 years later.
My boy has possession of his great-grandfather's 1903 Springfield.
I think...
Did he inherit that?
I don't know, because his uncle, is that right? His uncle handed it to him, and he was not close to death.
I would say he inherited,
That gun.
Very healthy uncle.
No underlying condition.
Hands him the gun, says you'd appreciate this, and hands it to him. Did
Yanni?
He inherit it?
Yes.
So the question was, what percentage of hunters have inherited a gun? Yanni says 20% for his answer. So our other seven players need to say if the real answer is higher or lower than 20%. What percentage of hunters have inherited a gun? Is everybody ready?
I suck at this game.
Go ahead. It'd be kind of embarrassing
if you... No, leave that there. That's fine.
be kind of embarrassing if you were to happen to declare yourself being great at this game, too, right beforehand. We have Chester saying higher than 20%, Brody saying higher, Mark saying higher, Randall saying lower, Seth saying higher, Corinne saying higher, Steve saying lower. The correct answer is 72%.
Oh, my God.
Anyone who said higher is correct. 72% of hunters have inherited a gun.
Yeah.
How many people in here have inherited a gun?
Not by my depth.
Yeah, okay.
Several.
Yeah, it's, actually. It's
the, yeah, the
four.
About 72%.
The polling is
I legit
right
inherited
on.
Mine, man.
Was in the will?
No, like they died and we took it.
Very legit.
I'm not sure that's inheritance either.
A 2017 study.
They weren't there to stop us.
A 2017 study from the Pew Research Center found that 30% of American adults own a gun. Of the 70% who don't own a gun, slightly more than half said they could see themselves owning a gun in the future. Phil, we have one question left. Give us a leaderboard update.
Yeah, I'm doing some quick math here. Give me a sec.
That's a great line of questioning.
Yeah.
Could you see yourself in the future blank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Here we go.
Have you ever had a triple long John donut?
Have you ever flown a plane?
No, but I could see myself having one in the future.
Tied up in last place are Stephen Rinella and Giannis Koutelis with 10 points. Next, we've got Randall with 15. Seth with...
It's like inverse. This has been a, it's inverse to trivia expertise.
Seth has 22. Brody has 24. Chet has 25. And did I do Mark yet?
Mm-mm.
Mark's got 20. Sorry, you've got 20, Mark. And in first place by, I don't know, pretty wide margin is Corinne with 34 points.
Hell yeah, Corinne. We got question eight and then the bonus round. Question eight is for Steve. Steve, what percentage of outdoorsmen think Bigfoot is real? Steve, if you had to go around this room and look at folks, what would you say? How many people in here do you think believe in Bigfoot?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. We can find out the answer after. For now, though, you need to figure out what these 250 people said. What percentage of outdoorsmen think Bigfoot is real?
But you know where a Bigfoot nest is.
Smelled it.
No, my body smelled it.
Steve came up with his answer. He says 9%. 9% of outdoorsmen
can't change it.
Think Bigfoot is real. He was very eager to come up with that answer. Now
I'm
he doesn't
make it
like it. You're gonna make it.
This is one of those questions where it's like, how many think Bigfoot's real? Or are they answering the question, how many think it's funny to respond in a survey?
I know the irony. Because people ironically like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an 8 down.
Steve
not a 9.
Says 8.
If you put a gun to their head.
You other 7, do you think the real answer is higher or lower than 8%?
It's really how much credit you want to give these outdoorsmen, you know, for being.
Is everybody
around.
Ready?
No.
Yeah.
Could you picture in the future thinking he's real?
Higher or lower than 8%? I'm taking a risk.
There's
go
no,
ahead.
There's no way I can earn 24 points on this question.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying lower than 8%. Brody saying higher. Mark saying lower. Randall saying lower. Seth saying lower. Corinne saying higher. Yanni saying lower. The correct answer is 19%. I think we had Brody and Corinne.
And one out of five. And Steve lost 5 points
Steve
by changing his answer.
Steve took himself out of the running for having 5 points. He did. You were 11 off instead of 10.
Wow.
That's the cutoff.
I would have just got some points.
You would have gotten 5 points there, but
that's
he insisted.
So crazy.
That
people,
is wild.
Yeah, I don't know who you're polling.
Yeah,
I just told you many a times who I was polling, your listeners and your colleagues.
How many percent of Meat Eater employees?
Can I see the, can you make a little pull out about who that works
who
out
are
here?
These people specifically?
A 2020 study from Civic Science found that 11% of Americans believe in Bigfoot, which means that outdoorsmen are more likely than the average American to believe in Sasquatch. That Civic Science poll also found a correlation between household income and believing in Bigfoot. They learned that the less money you make, the more likely you are to think Bigfoot is real.
No.
Their data showed that 43% of adults who make less than $50,000 per year think Bigfoot is real, and 15% of adults who make more than $100,000 a year think Bigfoot is real. The less money you make, the more likely you are to believe in Bigfoot. Who in here believes in Bigfoot?
Boy, if I was broke, I'd change the way I think. Hurry. People would be like, that's the problem.
I'd be second-guessing myself.
I'm going to tell you what. I found out what it is.
All my instincts.
It's not my job.
Phil, give us one last scoreboard update before we do the bonus round.
Yeah, Giannis and Steve still have 10 points. And then we've got Randall with 15, Mark with 20, Chet with 25, Brody with 29. Oh, sorry, Seth's got 27. Mm. And then Corinne, 39 points now.
Wow, Corinne. The bonus round is worth of a lot of points, though, so this could all change.
Oh.
Here's how the bonus question works. I asked 250 outdoorsmen for them to rank these animals from best tasting to worst tasting. You need to place them in the correct order. For every one of these you get right, you'll receive 5 points. That means this final round is worth a max of 25 points. So here you go. Rank these in order of what outdoorsmen said is the best tasting animal to the worst tasting animal. Feral hog, whitetail, squirrel, black bear, wild turkey.
Sorry, best to worst?
Best to worst. This is what our 250 people said. So your best tasting animal will be number one. The fifth best tasting animal will be number five. Five choices are feral hog, whitetail, squirrel, black bear, and wild turkey. For each one of these you correctly place in the right spot, you'll be awarded 5 points.
Oh, Seth, I screwed up. You don't have 27. You have 22. Just wanted to clarify.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Spencer, I wrote my top two really big, mm-hmm. and so the rest are abbreviated, okay. and they kind of go in a triangular okay. shape.
Just, you'd hate to erase and waste any ink.
Mm-mm. No, I wrote the names, and I just had the numbers next to names. I didn't rearrange them. Is
okay.
that right?
Yeah, that's cool. We'll figure it out.
Unless I can steal Corinne's points in this round, I don't think there's
well,
much
you can
hope.
Get 25, so anybody who is within 25 of Corinne, or 24.
What do you got, Corinne?
Because Corinne could potentially get all five wrong, and one of you could get all five right.
I guess I do
it
have.
It can happen.
I have 15, right, Phil?
Yes, you do.
And this is going to take a little bit for Phil to keep up with scorekeeping. So we'll take our time.
Yeah, you're excited now.
You're kind of.
This is almost anybody's game.
But Corinne would just have to get one in the right spot.
Someone else, you know, Randall, there's other players here who are closer to Corinne.
Well, they're all playing from their own perspective, and I'm playing from mine.
Is everybody ready? You have these ranked 1 through 5. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Chester saying 1 whitetail, 2 wild turkey, 3 squirrel, 4 feral hog, 5 black bear. Brody
same.
Saying the exact same thing. Mark saying 1 whitetail, 2 turkey, 3 hog, 4 squirrel, 5 black bear. Randall saying whitetail 1, turkey 2, hog 3, squirrel 4, black bear 5.
Good eyes.
Seth saying whitetail 1, turkey 2, squirrel 3, black bear 4, hog 5.
Me and Seth have the exact same answer.
Corinne saying turkey 1, whitetail 2, squirrel 3, black bear 4, hog 5. Yanni saying whitetail 1, turkey 2, hog 3, squirrel 4, black bear 5.
No, wait, this is not my personal feelings.
Steve saying whitetail 1, wild turkey 2, squirrel 3, black bear 4, hog 5.
What kind of is? Kind of is my personal opinion.
We have a few of you who got it right on the nose. The correct ranking is 1 whitetail, 2 wild turkey, 3 squirrel, 4 black bear, 5 feral hog.
25 points right here.
Steve and Seth are going to do a clean sweep there. They've got 25 points. Corinne, who is in the lead, has 3 of them correct. She's got 15. Brody and Chester, what, you guys both got 3 each. 3. They got 15. Marcus, how'd you do? Marcus got 2 of them right. Randall, how'd you do?
Same.
2 of them right. Yeah. Phil, when
I don't know that, like, how he's going to get out ahead.
Well, I just knew I didn't get it perfect, so I didn't count up.
Phil, when you're ready,
okay.
You can go ahead and tell us the score from worst to best.
All right.
Take your time, Phil.
Yeah, I'm doing this the old-fashioned way with pen and paper. Let's see.
Get it right, Phil.
In last place, Giannis Poutelis with 20 points.
Yanni does not know his fellow outdoorsman very well.
Mm. Next up, we've got Randall Williams with 25 points.
Neither does Randall.
Coming up next, Mark Kenyon has 30 points.
Nice.
God, I really jumped up in the rank.
Steven Ranella has 35 points.
Not far enough.
Chester Floyd has 40 points. Brody Henderson has 44 points. And who do you think won between Seth and Corinne?
That had to be Corinne.
I hope
right?
it's Corinne, or else this is a mean trick.
Oh, Corinne wins with 54 points. Seth had 47.
Wow. Well done, Corinne. Corinne, that's why she produces the number one hunting and fishing podcast in the world. She knows hunters and anglers that well. Good job, Corinne.
Thanks.
Nicely done.
Corinne, this is like your first trivia victory.
It's my first real victory, because the last time I won, it was
they
April
gave you
Fool's
the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
how that still is like in your head sort of a win.
There's an asterisk there.
It still lives in her head as like kind of a win.
How about this? Is this a real win, Steve, or is this kind of a win?
That was a legit win.
Yeah.
Oh, that surprises me.
She knows outdoors.
All through, not a fluke either, just all through down the line.
Yeah. Well done, Corinne. Corinne, well, you get to choose. What do you
Corinne,
got,
well, what, I want to know how, you know, Corinne, how she feel, how she thinks that she did so well.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like my rationale or my reasoning?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you know more about hunters and anglers than Steve and Yanni?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I don't know. It was just like an intuition. I wasn't for most of the answers. I was pretty certain.
Hit me with the truck one.
So
she was only 6 points off.
Yeah, hit me
you.
With the truck.
Yeah.
One.
So
what are people thinking?
So I think that a lot more people, even if they have a nice truck already, potentially, wouldn't mind a second one for free for $50,000, as opposed to a boat. Like, what's utility? They'd use it more than using a boat.
Every What's day? The thing
I
you
had
use
to take
300
the emotional
days a year.
Aspect out of that?
You know,
see, but I, now I'm starting to think that my logic was convoluted.
And then
bro.
I wanted
see,
to cut
they'll
it
never,
like one-third set it.
They'll get something they wouldn't normally have. They would. They would get something that would be otherwise out of reach.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was thinking I'd get the truck and then sell my old one, make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Corinne is how she psychologizes like everybody she meets. Like, if I complain about something, she'd be like, well, it's obvious that person has like, just like a deep-seated hatred for their father and their, and their older brother had to step in while they were growing up. And you can really see it in their eyes.
Uh-huh. Corinne, you get to choose where the $500 donation from Meat Eater goes. What's it going to be?
Let's make it the Rough Grouse Society once more, because that's where I donated last time. I didn't actually win.
Nice and clean.
And we don't donate to them as regularly.
That's
a
good reason.
Show, so,
what do we think of the meat poll concept? Would you play this again? You okay with that?
I like it.
I like that it gives people a chance who aren't Randall, Brody, Steve.
I'd have to know a little more about the polling.
Yeah,
to
maybe,
really get comfortable.
What more would help you?
I would like to know if out of 50 Meat Eater employees, is there one
detail.
That really believes in Bigfoot?
If you said, like, if you were saying,
yes.
if you said sort of like randomly generated names from a list compiled in such and such way, right? I just get more comfortable with it than I would be if, I'm not really sure who you're talking about or how you selected them.
Is there data out there to, like, to know, like, roughly how many people intentionally lie or give the wrong answer on?
Well, there's 250 of them that Here's are being like. Polled. So they can't, you know, one person trying to mess with the data can't do a very good job.
If you had a national database of, in some states you can just get it. If you had a database of, if you just said hunting and fishing, hunting and or fishing license holders in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I surveyed 250 randomly generated holders of valid hunting and or fishing licenses in America. I'd be more comfortable with the game.
Mm. Why?
Because I'd feel like it was more randomized, leading to a greater general representation.
Steve didn't win.
And I think I'd be more apt to play if you actually pulled people out of a Kenosha parking lot.
Okay. Those are my kind of people. We'll do that. We'll be at a Sears near you soon if you live in Kenosha. Join us next time for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. It is a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that they need and that meets them where they are and helps them get through challenges. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible. It's simple to use. You can connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.